Hanging on by a wing and a prayer. It's Murdoch, Hunter, and Ella. 7:26, 26 after 7 at KLSY.
I must divert here for just a second. We're going to do the Battle of the Sexes in about 5-10 minutes. And because Father's Day is coming up, at some point in some meeting, it seemed like a heck of an idea to have Tim's dad play the Battle of the Sexes against Alice's mom. Because two dads would be dumb. So Alice's mom is going to be for the gals. Tim's dad is going to be for the guys. Good thing we've got a lead going here.
Well, what? I got to tell you that my daughter, the second she heard that Grandpa was going to be on,
yes, the Battle of the Sexes.
She said, "You're kidding, right?
No, you're kidding.
No,
Dad,
no, Grandpa's
you're kidding. This is a silly thing.
Put the Hunter reputation on the line here.
My mom's really nervous because I've been telling her about this consequence, the hideous consequence when we get to 50 games, and I've been telling her about some of the ideas that people have been rolling out involving partial or full nudity.
Some shaving. There's been some waxing.
Said, Mom, you're going with me.
Yeah. And last night when I was talking to her and prepping her for this bit, she says to my dad, she goes, "You're going to have to help me with the sports questions or your daughter will have to strip in deja vu."
Oh, yeah.
He goes, "Yeah, again?"
Again, yeah. And as Tim was explaining it to his dad, there was this long pause a second ago, and then I hear, "Dad?
Are you there?
Are you still there? Dad?"
He was just thinking of it. The Battle of the Sexes is coming up.
Tavell, how's the...
Fun in the morning. Murdoch, Hunter, and Alice at 7:38. We're 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Gracie Adel Day, high about 65. Tomorrow the rain comes in, maybe even an afternoon thunderstorm, just to announce its presence with authority. We've got 50 degrees at KLSY. Are we ready for this?
I don't know.
If you listen real, real carefully right now, you can almost hear Alice's mom and my dad writing us out of the wills. All right, here we go. It's Battle of the Sexes time, and representing the guys today, the pride of Torrance, California, my pop, John Hunter. Hey, John.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Are you? Okay, good. Are you going to make it?
Sound a little nervous there, Dad.
Oh, no. Sitting here having my coffee.
Good. There you go. Good for you, Dad.
Yeah. All right. Now, to represent the ladies today and take on Mr. Hunter is Mrs. Porter. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Oh, you're coming in loud and clear. I understand you and Dad have been listening.
Actually, we have.
You've been listening to your daughter, and you're still speaking to her?
Sometimes you can hear her without even using a radio. Alice's mom is in Seaside, Oregon, mm-hmm. and actually KLSY Radio does come in there. We've got this gigantic signal way up on top of Tiger Mountain, and you can actually hear it.
Yeah. Beam right down past Astoria and right.
Hey!
No, she said Astoria.
Oh, Astoria. Astoria. Come on, this is a family program.
This is going to be bizarre.
See, he's from Torrance, and he's
kick Astoria today.
These
pal.
Oregon Coast jokes. The Battle of the Sexes. Tim's dad.
Yay!
Alice's mom.
Yeah!
Coming up.
Hungry for Way Update.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I think we are ready to rumble here with the Battle of the Sexes. Yesterday, Steve beat Penny. The score now is 43-41.
Woo-hoo!
The men are in the lead. And remember now, 50 games wins the match. The losing team gets a horrible consequence. So every game is important. Why, at this critical juncture, we would go with one of these, I don't know.
Must have been drunk when we thought of this.
Here we are, the Battle of the Sexes today, Father's Day is coming up. Tim's dad versus Alice's mom.
We are heavily invested here.
Are you guys still there, right?
Right.
All right, there we go. Okay. On the Battle of the Sexes, we've got girly girl questions for the guy and manly man questions for the gal. We'll give you 10 seconds to answer each question. If you get it wrong or you don't have an answer, the other team gets a chance to steal the point. We're going to play three rounds of our game. If it's a tie, we go the sudden death tiebreaker round. As always, we remind you that the answer we're looking for is the answer we're looking for, whether or not we're right. Okay?
We control the horizontal.
Just the way it is.
Yeah.
You guys understand this, right? It's Dad, whose name is John.
I would say let's just drop the names and just go to Dad.
Dad,
Mom.
Okay, Dad, Mom. You guys understand this?
Right.
Okay, understand how this works, and that means we get to go to our first round now. It is the Battle of the Sexes, Dad versus Mom.
Now, Mom, I know my dad can help you with this if he's there. Is he there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because
Is it okay?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Dad, is Tim's mom there?
Yeah.
Yeah, is she going to help you?
She's here.
She's here.
That was code.
She's here.
Which means she's laughing at me for getting in this incredibly dumb spot.
Okay. Well, anyway, this first question is for you, Mom.
Okay.
Name three John Wayne movies.
Stagecoach.
Yeah.
And She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
Yes.
And
hurry.
One more. John Wayne.
Out of time.
No.
Out of time. Stop.
Oh, no.
All right, Dad, can you steal? Give us three.
The Shootist.
Huh? The Shootist is one.
Okay.
Say the other two, Dad.
Yellow. She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
Yeah.
And Stagecoach.
Yes.
Nicely done. That's my dad.
He'll never get this one.
Okay.
Right.
Ever. Here we go. Your first question, Dad. When would you use pinking shears?
Mom's trying to help him.
We need
cutting
to hear
cloth.
What was that?
For cutting cloth.
More specific?
More specific? Say the words more specific so Mom knows how to help.
More specific.
Time.
Don't say it now, Dad.
Time.
Ran out of time.
We'll go back to you, Mom. Can you steal that? When would you use pinking shears?
When you want to keep it from raveling, the cloth.
Yeah. When you want to cut fabric that tends to ravel, you'd use pinking shears. It gives you that serrated thing. All right, in round one, everybody's got a point.
Okay.
Ooh, we come back to you, Mom.
Okay.
Here's your next question. Who's the... She hasn't got a prayer here. Who's the...
I'm sorry.
Dad, don't yell out the answer if you know it, okay? Wait till your turn.
Okay. So back to you, Mom. Who's the only pitcher to throw a perfect game in the World Series?
Subtle.
Don Larson.
Is exactly right.
Wow. Tell Dad thanks. See, I thought it was Oral Hershiser. That's not true. I'm stupid.
Oral Hershiser?
Isn't he a pitcher?
That's
with
a dental procedure.
Isn't he a pitcher with one arm pitcher?
Who knows?
I don't.
He's a one-arm pitcher?
He is. The Mariners game the other day.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Yeah, Alex nailed him. All right, Dad, here's your next question, okay?
Okay.
Princess, Empire, and Dropped are all types of what?
Waistline?
Yes!
I knew it would come to you, Dad. I just knew it.
Waistlines is is good, and we're still tied.
Brother.
Still tied.
Okay, back to you, Mom.
Okay.
What's a feeler gauge?
10 seconds.
Feeler gauge. I haven't any idea.
Uh-oh. I thought you'd know this.
No time.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Time.
All right, Dad, here's your chance to step up to the plate. Can you steal that? What's a feeler gauge?
For setting points.
Setting points, yep. You would do that. You set things to a specific gap. Set points like ignition points.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he's right.
Cool. All right, Dad, here we go. This is a tough one for your last question. If you melt a stick of butter, how many cups of liquid do you have?
A half.
Eh? What was that?
One half cup? Half a cup.
Yes!
Yeah! Aww. I bet you put one in the microwave and zapped it real quick. And if it melts in 10 seconds, we can get it right. Hey, Dad!
He did good. Actually, you both did really well.
Yeah, both
I'm
did
proud
fantastic.
Of you both.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh,
now,
no.
Don't get all broken
oh, God.
Up, Mom.
Here comes some guilt now.
It's okay. Just one game. We'll get him tomorrow.
That's all right. We're going to make Dad sing Macho Man. actually, he's... Dad is not singing.
Macho Man.
There he goes.
All right.
Shake it, Dad. Shake it.
Extremely steadily. All right. Move the scoreboard. Move the scoreboard. We're going to adjust the scoreboard right now. Okay, today, Dad beat Mom. And that moves the score now to 44 for the guys. 41 for the gals. That moves the guys within 6 victories of putting away this match.
Oh,
and we owe it all to Dad.
You got guys both did great.
Thanks, Dad. That's your gift.
Same thing it got you last year.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Tim Hunter's dad, John, Alice Porter's mom, Elvis. Thank you very much, you two, for being on.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
Battle of the Sexes.